from the Nationwide Auto Finance Studios. Nationwide Auto Finance, helping thousands of people just like you find the perfect vehicle. This is Toledo's fastest growing radio station and the new place to party. Party 103.3. WTOD HD2 Delta. W227BI Toledo. With the return of Toledo's number one morning show. Andrew C. and Demetrius in the morning. Toledo's hits and throwbacks all day.
The new
Party 1033 and the Party 1033 app. Toledo.
Clarissa Jenkins, hello. Phone check.
Time for another phone check. For real.
Clarissa Jenkins.
Hello.
Hi, I need to speak to Chris, please.
Yeah,
let's see. Chris, hi, my name is Vivian Bevins. I'm calling from RIAA. Do you know who we are?
No, you're not.
Okay, we are an agency that is going to threaten a lawsuit against you for downloading illegal songs.
This is an absurd beginning to this conversation, but go ahead, continue.
The fact of the matter is that you download songs illegally.
Okay,
we monitor downloads. Listen to me.
Explain that, please.
We monitor downloads.
I'm not going to listen to this.
Shut your mouth.
Okay, can you speak like an adult and not be so condescending this time? Maybe I'll listen.
Don't tell me what to do, for number one.
None of this is validated until it's been put in writing. I'm very aware of this. I'm a pre-law student, so go.
Don't education drop on me, punk. I'll tell you that right now.
Okay. Well,
you understand?
And
here's what I'm saying. If you're going to keep back-lipping on me like that, I'll get in my car personally and find your and take you out.
Okay, well, that's a personal threat, and now you violated the law. Do you understand that?
First of all, no one knows that I just said that because it's not being, you know, you don't have proof.
Every single conversation on this is recorded. My father works for the government.
There you go again. Now you phone dropping and your daddy job dropping.
Job dropping? This is unbelievable.
What's unbelievable is the freaky stuff your dad do when I put the ball gag in his mouth.
What?
Talking about,
What is your purpose in calling me? What are you trying to get at here?
To let you know that you just been phone checked courtesy of Sean Hart.
Oh, my God.
Boom! You just been phone checked.
I listen to you. Yeah, baby.
Get phonecheck.com.
Toledo's hits and throwbacks. The new Party 103.3. It's Andrew Z and Demetrius in the morning. Driven by the Taylor Automotive family of fine cars.
Turn these speakers up.
Good enough.
just one of me. He making fun of me. His girl is a bum to me. Like that boy is a cop. Saying he home, but I know where he at. Like, but he back. Think about me, cause he know that it's fat.
I'm good, yeah, I'm feeling alright. Baby, I'ma have the best night of my life. And wherever it takes me, I'm down for the ride. Baby, don't you know I'm good?
Mediocre and that ain't me hating. Y'all be the best out of bad situation. Yes, I do think I'm that beat. I'm all that in a bag of flaming hot chips. Ooh, baby, baby. But baby, baby, I'm a real hot girl. I'ma talk my talk my. I'm all that in a bag of flaming hot chips. Ooh, baby, baby. But baby, baby, with a face like that and a body like this, I'm all that in a bag of flaming hot chips. I'ma keep this shit 100. 100. Wanna get on the beat getting punished. Let's punish this shit 250s. Deep down, hope know that they can't with me. Can't talk back like Chester. Let them know up front, I ain't doing nothing extra. Just graduated, now I'm the professor. Giving crash courses on how to beat pressure. Ooh, baby, baby. But baby, baby. I'm a real hot girl. I'ma talk my talk my. I'm all that in a bag of flaming hot chips. Ooh, baby, baby. But baby, baby. With a face like that and a body like this. No, I'm all that in a bag of flaming hot chips.
Toledo's Hits and Throwbacks, the new Party 103.3. It's Andrew Z and Demetrius in the morning, driven by the Taylor Automotive family of fine cars. Northwest Ohio's largest car dealership, Cadillac, Hyundai, Genesis, Kia vehicles, along with quality used cars, top import and domestic automakers. Stop into one of their dealerships, test drive your new car, truck, van, or SUV today. All right, Andrew Z, Demetrius, Nicodemus, Sugar Vermont, Toledo's drag queen, Kelly Letts, the princess of property from Howard Hanna Realty, and Isai Renee, our good time gal hanging out with us on this Tuesday.
Woo woo!
All right, all right.
Why do I feel like you say that differently every time? I feel like you don't know what to call me.
Oh, I know. Oh, I know what to call you. You don't have to worry about that. Yeah. I definitely know what to call you. So when you're in a committed relationship, some things can be combined. Like, yes. Obviously grocery lists, some things should remain separate, like your Facebook account. Nothing says trust issues like John and Sarah Sampson.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Sure.
Okay. According to a new study out of Indiana University, though, one secret to a longer, happier relationship may be consolidating your finances.
Absolutely not.
No yeah. way.
Absolutely.
Whoa.
That is the worst.
Whoa.
Worst idea. Whoa. I have ever, well, ever heard.
Do we want to wait for the facts, or you just want to?
There's no facts. That's you making stuff up now.
That's not
like
me.
There's no. Just because you read it off the paper, you just heard four people in like in unison just go no. And then you're like, wait a minute.
You I didn't hear... say anything.
What? Yeah, we know why. But.
Like, you're meaning by, like, sharing everything?
Yeah, well, the study followed 230 engaged or newly married couples across 2 years. Some couples were asked to keep separate bank accounts. Others were told to open a joint account. And a third could choose for themselves.
Oh, I need to share.
Well, you have no income coming in.
I know.
I mean, yeah. Of course.
I honestly think that separate accounts saves the relationship. I mean,
really?
Yes,
why do you say that?
Absolutely. Okay, so we do have an account together for, like, you know, house payment and all that.
Stay on the mic.
But my money is my money. His money is his money. If I have I don't know, 14 packages from Amazon coming, he can't say a darn thing to me because it's my money.
Wow.
I contribute to everything that he does.
Uh-huh.
He contributes the same. Same goes to him. If he wants to do whatever he wants to do, I'm happy for him.
But do you think maybe, like, it sounds like your relationship isn't fully committed then?
What?
Like, if it's no, like, you do your thing, that's I'm going to do my thing, and blah, blah, blah.
Sounds fair and balanced to me.
Uh-huh. I think that, too, obviously it has changed in my life. I has not always had money, honey.
Uh-huh.
But now that I do, I don't want to have to explain anything I use my money for. Mm. I work really hard for my money, as does he.
Right.
And I think that it makes it a very, it's so much better for us to be able to share in what we want to share with and then do what we want to do with our excess money.
All right, 419-345-3375 if you want to opine. It's a text message right in the studio. 419-345-3375. Demetrius? What is
bro, don't. Honestly, right, this is like the... Like you're like, wow, D's in a mood, and you're like, oh, let's ask about some money and some relationship stuff. See how this rolls out of his mouth. Just from my experience, I speak totally on my experience. I'm sure there are some people who are doing this and it's working out splendidly. Splendidly for them. But it has become my experience that when you share an account, one person usually takes control over it more than the other person.
Right.
And then that person then has some form of control. Because now if I have to come to you every time I want to spend money, right? And then I got to say, hey, I need $40 or I need $50 or $100. Now the question is, why do you need $100?
Because I gave you X amount of money.
Right. But see, but you can't come back with that answer.
Right.
You can't say, hey, because I gave you my check and I know how much bills are and blah, blah, blah. So they want a reason. Mm-hmm. They want to know what it is. And now you're like, I'm a grown ass person. I shouldn't have to tell you what I want to spend $40, $50, $100 on, you should just give it to me.
And there should be no judgment. I mean,
And then now it's a question of, now you're like, now I feel like I have to come to you, and now I feel more like a child in this relationship than an adult.
Well, good point, because it's not equal then.
Well, this is striking a chord with a lot of people, because I'm getting a lot of text messages in, and Kelly is fired up. I never see Kelly fired up. And someone said, Kelly, that is perfect. And another message in. Oh yeah, the person who has to actually pay the bills and knows all the anxiety attached to that process! ! Wow.
Mm-hmm.
My wife gets 20 Amazon packages a day too, but that's only because I pay all the bills. LOL. We have separate accounts for her. Her money is hers.
My
money is her money.
Yes.
Wow.
Aww.
Man, people are like crazy about this. My husband and I have been married almost 11 years. We have separate accounts, but I have access to all of them.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
I pay a bulk of the bills with both of our money.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. No one wants to F their money. Wait, I don't know that. I'm not sure what that one is.
Texter, I need you to text better, please.
Separate accounts. Separate accounts. He pays certain bills. I pay certain bills. Has worked for us for 30 years. Steve, go ahead.
I was going to say that's exactly what Kevin and I have done. It's worked for several. We don't live together, but you know when we do, that's the agreement. We take the bulk of all the bills. We split it in half and decide what gets paid by his money, my money, and then the rest of it is our money separately.
I think that's the fairest way. I think it makes sense. And all of this being married talk is foreign to me. I'm very confused by it.
I'm going to go to the other extreme, obviously.
Go ahead, Renee.
So my husband, literally, like if I would, he controls all of the money, and I don't care. I honestly trust him 100%. I feel I'm going to have a great future, you know, no matter what he does. So I feel like I just told him once, I said,
Renee, I'm really sorry. Because like you literally just, you went like this. I'm going to have a good future regardless of what he does. That's what you said. And what that means is either A, I'm going to be happy.
Yeah.
Or B, I'm going to be happy with half your stuff. Either way, I'm going to be happy.
Either way, I've done the math. No,
right?
I'm going to be fine.
No, either way, you've done the math.
So it's just easier for me. So I, like, if he were to, you know, say something, like, as soon as you start telling me no, then I'm going to get involved with knowing everything. Wow. But, like, he gives, like, people are always say I'm always on vacation, but he every
Do you
year
understand?
Okay, listen every year he well, put, he gives me a vacation budget, so depending what I do, like that's, I mean, there's been years I've gone over that vacation budget, but
so it's a suggestion, not a budget.
Okay, yeah, right. That's dangerous though, not knowing what you have. I mean, I understand that John is going to take wonderful care of you and you trust him 100%. You guys have been together forever and you guys have, you know, walk the walk and had this amazing journey together. However, as a woman, you need to know exactly what your finances are, and a man. Yeah. I mean, what your finances are, what your retirement is, what is in this whole relationship. Because God forbid, let's say something happens to John and you just don't even have.
Oh, I have all of that information. Okay. He has spreadsheets.
But here's the thing. But it's super.
And I'm involved as much as I want to be involved.
Yeah, it works for you, but on the outside, it sounds super old school and sounds like red
and
flaggy.
You know what?
Because how many times have we heard? Hold on. Mm-hmm. Real quick, how many times have we heard that the man and woman break up and then she's now got to live in an apartment and living, you know, and struggling because she relied on him and then he ended up screwing her in the end? It happens a lot.
Okay,
and again, I'm not saying it's going to happen to Renee.
Or vice versa.
But what I'm and what I'm also saying is that is just a characteristic. That is not just because you do that and you do control the money doesn't necessarily make you a controlling person. There are other things that has to be done on top of that that would make somebody go, wow, that's a red flag. Now, I understand, like when you, idealistically, when you get married, the idea is we are one person. We merge all of our things. Mm-hmm. We are one unit. We move as one. We think as one. We may have opposing voices, but we move in the same direction. As of late, it has become so much easier for people to walk away and to make plans. And I hate to tell this to anybody, because if you're married, you shouldn't. It shouldn't be a worry of yours. Mm-hmm. But the reality is, it is. It should be. It is a worry. It is a legitimate.
What is a worry?
The worry is that somebody in your relationship is going to quit.
And screw the other one.
That is just the reality of it now.
That is the reality.
And I hate to. I would love to look people in the eye and say, you know what? That person that you're looking at every day.
This is forever.
This is forever. And you can trust that person. But it ain't the truth anymore. It's not how
it is. Statistically, it's not. And in your experience, it's not
as
well.
And it's not the truth anymore.
Mm.
And so now I have to look at somebody and tell them it is okay to love hard, but also understand this. There is a level of protection that is needed because you loving hard and committing 100% could also mean that they can take 100%.
Here's the problem in the old days, Demetrius, is in the old days they said, let's do a prenup. And then you're like, well, that means you don't trust me, you don't love me. This is kind of the same thing now, is if you need to be involved in it, you don't trust me. Oh, you don't trust me? Steve, what did you want to say?
I was going to say that's exactly it. I mean, I think if you have a conversation ahead of time, a lot of that comes because no one has an expectation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you don't have an expectation, then you don't act accordingly. If you talk these things out ahead of time, you know what is expected of you financially, you agree on the terms of it, there should be no judgment, no argument.
Someone said, Demetrius says that he feels like a child when he has to go ask for money if they're sharing their expense, their finances. Well, that decision to have her do it made her your mother, and no one wants to have sex with their mother, right? Question mark. So
no comment.
Yeah, definitely no.
Well, that took a weird turn at the end.
That took a weird turn.
All right, so here's the study that I told you about that I didn't give you the answer to. They said you had a choice between separate bank accounts, joint bank accounts, or in a third group choose for themselves. So you assign one has separate, one has joint, and then the other one gets to choose themselves. In the end, the couples who opened joint bank accounts reported significantly higher relationship quality than those who kept separate accounts. The researchers believe this shows that merging financing leads to, quote, aligned financial goals, increased transparency, and a shared understanding of marital responsibilities.
Now, I'm going to come at you with some math. Correlation is not causation. So you can't say that just because these two numbers correlate, them sharing a bank account caused it. Perhaps people who decide to share a bank account are in more stable positions financially and in terms of their personal maturity that would then contribute to a more stable, happy relationship. The joint bank account is a symptom of a mature, happy relationship, not a cause.
Well, yeah, but 230 couples, and it's an Indiana University study. It's not me saying it.
I'm just saying I don't know that they can draw that conclusion from the study because you have to think a lot. It's like a common saying in science, but correlation is not causation.
Mm, thank you, Professor.
You're welcome.
Now, they say you could do this and still set aside a certain amount for yourself so it doesn't feel like every purchase needs to be a mutual decision, Demetrius. Then maybe that's a compromise where, like you said, if I need to spend $50, I'm going to spend $50, but I know what needs to go to the bills and all that money goes together. And then maybe we each have a little slush fund. So
a slush fund?
What?
In case of bribery? Like,
well,
in case I need to bribe somebody, I need a slush fund.
go ahead, Kelly.
I also think that the issue is, like, you need to talk about your finances. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what you choose.
Uh-huh.
In a strong relationship, you need to talk about your finances with all different kinds of scenarios. Mm-hmm. So when Tim and I got back together, there was, like, a significant time, probably about 3 weeks, where we sat and hashed all these things
out. And that's
out.
So smart. And you've been, how long have you guys been together?
Well, we've been together about 10, 11 years.
With, like, a break.
But we broke. Yeah. But we're back together for, like, four.
Uh-huh.
And when we got back together, there was things that we needed to discuss. And one of them was finances. Because, mm-hmm. to be honest, at the time, I had none.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, you know, just starting my career in real estate and just getting my
which
shit together.
Which can cost money. Whoa. Which, like, and when you just start.
Sorry.
That's what? Right. You were just getting your stuff together.
Stuff
you were just
together.
Getting started. Yeah.
And so, like, we had to talk about these things. And we honestly never moved in together until about 3 years ago. So during that year getting back together, we talked a lot about finances and a lot about what he expects and what I expect. And about, you know, retirement and stuff. Because, you know, we're coming into the relationship with monies that we have saved for a long time in his case. So we had to discuss how that was going to go.
Right.
And I think that is the key to finance, no matter if you're joint or if you're not joint or whatever you guys want to do. It's about setting standards in your relationship that you both agree to and you both respect.
It's crazy, and I am included in this, it's crazy how few people have a financial discussion like you just talked about, Kelly, because it's hard. You don't want to have that hard.
It's not even hard. It's people. You don't think about it. You're not thinking about that.
Yeah.
You're not thinking about having a financial conversation. What you're thinking about is every day you get to hang out with the person that you love.
Right.
Oh my God, how great this day is going to be. We don't talk about all the things that are a hard reality after all the I do's.
Yeah.
We don't talk about those things because you're not thinking about them. All you're seeing is the field of wildflowers and holding people's hands and maybe a Cat Stevens song on the radio talking about forever and ever or whatever the hell is going on.
Yeah.
You wear those rose-colored glasses until the harsh reality of waking up with somebody that you have to know every day smacks you in the face and those glasses come off.
Yeah. Super interesting. All right, so joint bank account.
See, the gays do it differently.
How?
The gays do it differently, honey. We know your finances when the first, within the first 30 minutes we meet you, honey. We want to know everything. I'm like, honey, what's your name? What's your sexual history? What's your credit score?
Do you own a house?
You know, it,
what size shoe do you wear?
And it's also, I think maybe because I'm just learning about straight relationships with from y'all, and it's so interesting. There's not the assumption of one person's going to have financial responsibility or not, that you can still get a lot of times in traditional relationships where there's a dude and a woman. So you have to hash it out from the beginning because there is no expectation.
Mm. You know, right. And like my situation is weird too, just because like with this radio station, we are running at a deficit. So every dollar just goes to Colleen and she tries to divvy it up however it can get divvied up to try to survive another day. So our situation is just so different than, because when you're building, I mean, I don't know if people build a business if it's the same way, but for us it's just
if you're in business together and you build it together, that's a different kind of story. Mm-hmm. Versus when you have things separately and you're bringing separate stuff both into a relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, these are my bills, this is what I make, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and sure. There, I have a couple in Florida, like really, really close friends, and they own a super successful landscaping company. But while they were building it, she had like two or three bartending jobs. She was supporting for like 10 years. And now that they are on Easy Street, she doesn't work at all. He completely runs the company. But for 10 years, she was busting it in Detroit, mm-hmm. two, three bartending jobs at a time, so he could build the company. And now she's kicking her heels back. So, there's more than one way to do it right.
No, yeah. You know, 100%. Agreed. 100%. All right. Thank you for all your text messages. We appreciate great conversation. We'll take a break. We'll come right back.
Fit New Party 103.3, real-time traffic.
From the Joint Chiropractic 24/7 real-time traffic and weather center, I'm Cruising Crystal on Toledo's Hits and Throwbacks, the all-new Party 103.3. Here's your real-time traffic. I don't see any accidents right now, but construction season is in full swing, so please use caution in the following areas. There are on-ramps closed in several places. The Berdan ramp to I-75 south, the North Cove ramp to I-475 westbound, and the westbound US 24 ramp to northbound I-475. Did you know chiropractic care has benefits beyond relieving back pain? With two new area locations, come see us at the Joint Chiropractic on Secor Road or Fremont Pike in Perrysburg. No insurance or appointment needed, open nights and weekends. Our $29 new patient special includes a consultation, exam, and adjustment. Remember, Toledo, you don't have to feel bad to feel better. Party 103.3 weather is powered by Furniture Palace. Today we have another day of sunny skies and a high of 81. Overnight will be partly cloudy with a low of 58, and Wednesday will be yet another warm sunny day with a high of 76. Furniture Palace is Toledo's largest local family-owned furniture store. 100% of the revenue stays local, right here in Toledo. Plus, guaranteed lowest prices, which for the month of May are even lower. It's the Red Tag Clearance Event all month long at all four locations. Central Avenue in Toledo, Reynolds Road in Maumee, Woodville Road in Northwood, and Navarre Avenue in Oregon. Or online at FurniturePalaceToledo.com. There's no better time to get furniture than right now. That's a look at your real-time traffic and weather. I'm Cruising Crystal on Toledo's Hits and Throwbacks, the all-new Party 103.3.
Star Diner, the OG diner in Toledo. You're looking for some lunch today. Why don't we healthy it up a little bit? Why don't we do a salad, you and I together? I'll meet you at the West Dussel and Maumee location. We'll do a Cobb salad or a chef salad or maybe a buffalo chicken salad or a chicken or tuna salad. And we'll split a fresh fruit plate as well. That sounds good? All right, I'll meet you there later on today. Great food, large portions, small prices. They are the best in town. Four locations, DeVar Avenue in Oregon, West Dussel in Maumee, West Alexis in Toledo, West Central Avenue in Sylvania, Star Diner. They hope to see you for breakfast or for lunch today.
You need a toad? Shane's will get you straight.
It's about that toad. Any minute, I'ma need Shane's towing. Man or woman to pick my car up. Feeling fussy. Walking in my Balenciaga. I said Shane came and now I feel fabulous.
Shane's Towing. Auto repair, starters, brakes, belts, hoses, and so much more. They also buy all junk and unwanted vehicles. Located at 63 Dixie Highway in Rossford. Almost directly across from the Hollywood Casino. 419-690-8980. Shane's Tony.
Blow
Joey, Bingo, Bandit and Chili are coming to a theatre near you.
Do you want to play musical statues with us?
Join the Healers in their first ever live stage show, Louie's Big Play.
Look, Mum, Dad's playing with us.
A fun-filled show made for the whole family. It's Louie brought to real life. Book now for Louie's Big Play. We can't wait to see you there. For more information, go to blueylive.com.
Louie at the Stranahan Theater, September 5th. Hey, it's me, Andrew Z, for Shivers Ice Cream. I have to tell you, Shivers is my favorite ice cream shop in Toledo. They're now open, located at 2425 Key Street in South Toledo. More than 40 flavors of soft serve ice cream that they custom make when you order it. Shivers has soft serve and so many different flavors. I can try a different flavor every time I go. Or stick to my favorites of lemon, blue raspberry, and cheesecake. Shivers Ice Cream also has a dedicated machine that they keep 100% nut-free so people with nut allergies can enjoy different flavors of soft serve ice cream. One of my favorite things about Shivers is how they love to customize. If I want to get a sundae or chill with a bunch of different toppings, the friendly servers at Shivers will make exactly what I want for a reasonable price. Shivers Ice Cream, located at 2425 Key Street, Toledo. Make sure you tell them I sent you. And now, Demetrius Nicodemus and Tom Hudak from Regan Insurance sit down to talk insurance.
There is no best insurance company. It's just what insurance company is best for each person and what's best for them at each point in their life. So the same company who's really good for somebody who's 16 and just got their first car isn't the same for somebody who's 30 and has been in their home for a little while, is raising a family. It is definitely not the same company that's going to be good for somebody who just retired and they've paid off their home and they are really settled in their life and haven't had a claim in a long time.
If anybody wants to get a hold of you, what's the number?
419-292-0001.
And what's the website?
ReganINS.com. ReganINS.com. And we're also on Facebook at Regan Insurance.
And where are you located?
We're on Sylvania Avenue between Secor and Douglas.
That's Demetrius Nicodemus and Tom Hudak from Regan Insurance.
Needlemasters Tattoo Studios are a true staple in the Toledo tattoo and piercing community with two locations for your convenience. 527 South Reynolds Road, 5801 Telegraph Road at the corner of Alexis and Telegraph. Right now, buy two, get one free piercings starting off at only $30, all titanium jewelry, and check this out. Check this out. You can get a free piercing on your birthday. Be sure to bring your ID. They have a team of talented veteran tattoo artists and body piercers. Also, be sure to follow them on all social media platforms at Needlemasters Tattoo Studios. Remember, a cheap tattoo's not good, and a good tattoo's not cheap.
D&C Branch Pressure Washing LLC is ready to pressure wash your home, decks, walkways, pole barns, campers, mobile homes, gutters, downspouts, driveways, walkways, and anything else the green algae or mold monster has invaded. The north side of all homes and buildings are always the worst. Green algae and mold grow due to the lack of sunlight. Let's get your house or business ready for business. Call or text D&C Branch Pressure Washing LLC today for your free quote, 419-376-5103. D&C Branch Pressure Washing.
So nowadays, everybody's busy. Seems like there's not enough time in the day, and you don't always got time to cook. Or maybe you just don't feel like cooking. That's when you call Guy's Pizza. Craving pizza, pasta, calzones? Just look up Guy's Pizza on Facebook to check out their menu with a wide variety of selections. Toledo's best stone-baked pizzas, pastas, calzones, wings, and more. Guy's Pizza, 2001 Star Avenue at Dearborn on the east side. Locally owned and operated, give them a call for pickup or delivery at 419-720-1990.
So you need chiropractic care, my friend. You know why? Because maybe your ear canals are clogged. Maybe you've heard words put together before that you've never heard before, and they're just all clogged up in your ear canals because your spine is out of alignment. Well, let me tell you how you can get your ear canals all unclogged, right?
How do we get your throat unclogged? But
I need to go back to the joint chiropractic because my spine might be a little misaligned. That's because I have to lean my head over real close to Renee to hear exactly what she said. So, but let me tell you, they're great, great people, and it's great, great, great care. Now, You get increased range of motion, decreased discomfort and pain, increased strength and muscle tone. Now, there's two locations that will provide you this service. One's on Secor Road at the new Secor Square, and their new location in Perrysburg at the new French Quarter Square. Remember, you don't have to feel bad to feel better. We are the Joint Chiropractic.
Wait, what are we?
We are the Joint Chiropractic.
3, 2, 1! Andrew Z and Demetrius in the Morning.
Driven by Taylor Automotive Family of Fine Cars, Northwest Ohio's largest car dealership, Cadillac, Hyundai, Genesis, Kia vehicles, along with quality used cars from top import domestic automakers. Stop into one of their dealerships, test drive your new car, truck, van, or SUV today. All right. Andrew Z, Demetrius Nicodemus, Sugar Vermont, Toledo's Drag Queen, Kelly Latz, the Princess of Property, and, of course, Renee, our good time gal from the East Side.
Whoop, whoop.
All right. We talked last week about this huge news that rocked the internet, and it was the leaking of the Jerry Springer will. Went viral. Yes. Demetrius and I had a big old argument over it. Kelly got a little uncomfortable. It was so if you don't remember, here was the Jerry Springer will that has been leaked.
It saved me from seeing that woman and our child again. And I did what she told me for as long as I could. But no matter how hard I tried, I could not stay away from Melinda.
Basically, Jerry's trying to... Jerry is leaving all his stuff to his black kids from his illegitimate relationship with Melinda, and his wife was trying to keep him from her.
John, Misha, I am so... There's nothing... I loved your... John, Misha, I did a terrible, terrible thing for terrible reasons. I let fear and ignorance and, quite honestly, hatred keep me away from you and your beautiful, beautiful mother. And I've spent the last 26 years in complete and crippling shame. And it is still a drop in the bucket of the immeasurable amount of pain I have caused each of you. My wife learned of your arrival, Misha, and demanded that I cut you off completely. I tried to reason with her, but she threatened to expose my infidelity and my illegitimate children. And I was such a coward. I'm a coward even now for making this video instead of making the effort to meet you. I am ashamed and disappointed with myself. I didn't know how to stand to my truth and stand up to my wife. I did, however, manage to stand up for you, John and Misha. While Joan kept me away from you with a threat of exposure, she did not keep me from providing for you. You see, I told her that if I had to accept a life without you, she would not get a red cent of my fortune, and that you would be named equally in my will in the event of my passing. But with everything going on in the world right now, I realize that I have to go a step further. Jordan, Megan, I leave our home here in New York, in New Orleans, to you to do with whatever you want. The rest of my estate, my properties in Mississippi, Georgia, South Carolina, my bank accounts, investment portfolios, all liquid and intangible assets, everything, all of it will go to my children, John and Misha. Girls, all your life, I've been telling you to make your millions, and I hope you have. If not, you can always sell the house and split the profit. But my entire estate belongs to John.
Wow. So that rocked the internet last week. The video of Jerry Springer leaving his will, cutting his real children out.
His real children.
What do you call it? His legitimate?
Yeah.
His legitimate children out, and then talking about his wife kept him from his mistress, who was his true love. The whole video is fake.
It's real, but it was for a play.
Yeah, whole thing is fake. Whole thing is fake. It was made something called Bloody Money. It was a pandemic era virtual play called Blood Money. Jerry made a cameo in the production, which was featured in Reframe 2020, a festival of new plays on social justice presented by Tulane University, the school where he once was a student. It's pretty interesting, but man, we were gullible. Folks online took it and ran with it.
Yeah. Got him.
One Jerry Springer. Stringer wouldn't go out like this, a person wrote. So as you recall, Jerry was laid to rest earlier this month in Chicago suburb after dying from pancreatic cancer. Unclear if the rumor starters knew the clip was fake, but of course, trolls will be trolls, and they got us. Got him.
They got us. Imagine what his wife went through.
Oh, God!
Imagine what his children went through
when
they were
knew.
All
Wait, what'd
just...
you say, Sugar?
I think the wife and children probably knew about the play from 2020, right?
But
like,
I know,
they knew
but,
it wasn't real.
But the I'm sure the hate they were getting on social
media. Yeah.
I mean, just but we hated the wife.
Yeah.
And we knew that his kids were just spoiled.
Yeah. It was scandalous, and you look at Jerry Springer and you're like, this is so scandalous and so juicy that it went out this way.
Right.
You
well, know? Again,
you're like all in because it's so
It was so
crazy.
Jerry Springer.
Yes.
So the whole thing was effing fake.
Oh,
and we
goodness.
Fell for it. Hook, line, and sinker.
We spread fake news, y'all. We are fake news.
Oh, we weren't the only ones.
No, oh, no. And I always say, if you get your news from a drag queen, you deserve what you get.
Right? Man. Dude, Demetrius was so fired up.
I was.
Oh, my God.
I was, because, like, I can...
I took off my headphones. Like, I was like, all right.
Here's the... Like, here's the issue that I have.
No. Oh, no.
Like, it was so easy for me to believe.
Right.
Like, I was so, and it's probably coming from the space that I'm coming from
sure,
at
sure.
this point. It was, like, that was clickbait that I was easily going to gobble up.
You could just say triggering, baby. It was triggering.
Because I was just like, I'm grown. I can't have a trigger word. I got to be able to look at things now and go like this. That's why I reacted like that. Mm-hmm. But damn.
I know.
You know? Mm. Like, because I'm like, I can see it. I can feel mm-hmm. it.
It felt real. I wanted it to be real.
Yes, it felt so real.
And it, like, the drama refilled so many of my electrolytes that were parched for drama.
Yes.
All right, 419-345-3375. Right, that is the real news. The Springer, Springer Will video is a
news
fake.
Corrections.
Is a fake. Here's traffic and weather.
Fit New Party 1033. Real-time traffic.
From the Joint Chiropractic 24/7 Real-Time Traffic and Weather Center, I'm Cruising Crystal on Toledo's Hits and Throwbacks, the all-new Party 1033. Here's your real-time traffic. I don't see any accidents right now, but construction season is in full swing, so please use caution in the following areas. There are on-ramps closed in several places. The Berdan ramp to I-75 South, the North Cove ramp to I-475 westbound, and the westbound US 24 ramp to northbound I-475. Did you know chiropractic care has benefits beyond relieving back pain? With two new area locations, come see us at the Joint Chiropractic on Secor Road or Fremont Pike in Perrysburg. No insurance or appointment needed, open nights and weekends. Our $29 new patient special includes a consultation, exam, and adjustment. Remember, Toledo, you don't have to feel bad to feel better. Party 1033 weather is powered by Furniture Palace. Today we have another day of sunny skies and a high of 81. Overnight will be partly cloudy with a low of 58, and Wednesday will be yet another warm sunny day with a high of 76. Furniture Palace is Toledo's largest local family-owned furniture store. 100% of the revenue stays local, right here in Toledo. Plus, guaranteed lowest prices, which for the month of May are even lower. It's the Red Tag clearance event all month long at all four locations. Central Avenue in Toledo, Reynolds Road in Maumee, Woodville Road in Northwood, and Navarre Avenue in Oregon. Or online at FurniturePalaceToledo.com. There's no better time to get furniture than right now. That's a look at your real-time traffic and weather. I'm Cruisin' Crystal on Toledo's Hits and Throwbacks, the all-new Party 1033.
Kelly Latz, Howard Hanna, 734-308-7707. Seller's tip. Buyers decide in the first 8 seconds of seeing a home if they're interested in buying it. Curb appeal is very important. Get out of your car and walk in their shoes and see what they see. Or call me, Kelly Latz, 734-308-7707, or email me at kellylatz@howardhanna.com, and I will prep your house for the best and highest price. I would love to help you reach your real estate goals. Call me.
Guess who's back? Back again. Taylor's back. Tell your friends.
Hey, Steve Taylor from Taylor Kia, and I'm back bigger than ever with Kia deals you can't afford to miss.
So tell your family, tell your friends' friends. Taylor Kia is back. Get a brand new Kia and make no payments for 90 days. Plus, when you buy, you fly. Get an instant airline credit for your next vacation.
Taylor's back. Tell your friends.
Lease the well-equipped 2023 Kia Forte for $179 per month for 36 months and make no payments for 90 days. Easy credit approval. Plus, we'll offer up to $5,000 more for your trade.
Shop 24/7 at TaylorAuto.com or stop into one of our three convenient locations, Taylor Kia in Toledo, Finley, and Lima. I'm Steve Taylor, and I want to see you in a Kia.
To qualified buyers with approved credit, no interest back. Accrues at start of contract. 36-month lease with $35.99 due at signing plus taxes and fees. 10K annual lines. No security deposit required. Must finance through KMF. Offers expire 6/3/23.
Cafe Donuts is a locally owned bakery specializing in homemade, giant, made fresh daily donuts. Not those little donuts like the out-of-town corporate places and amazing coffees and drinks with a fancy espresso machine just like the big guys without the big price, special orders, and specialty donuts you won't find anywhere else. Cafe Donuts, 5330 Monroe Street, across the street from Hobby Lobby, with a drive-thru window for your convenience. Stop by this morning and see for yourself what I'm talking about.
Dexter's, one of Toledo's premier live music venues. Live music every Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. Tuesday is Taco Tuesday with dollar tacos and $2 margaritas. Wednesday, live music and half-off pizzas. Thursday, karaoke with DJ Johnny Vegas. And Fridays and Saturdays, the hottest party bands in the 419. Great live music, great food. It's worth finding this hidden Toledo gem. Dexter's, 6023 Manly Road in Toledo, next to the old Kazmaier's. Dexter.
I gotta tell you, my friends over at Furniture Palace, where you get the lowest prices guaranteed on furniture, period. They're not like the big guys where they're trying to gouge you. They live in this community. Their kids play sports with your kids. They spend money in this community, and they want to make sure that they give you the best deal on furniture, especially during the Red Tag Clearance event, because there is no better time to buy than right now. Their already guaranteed low prices are even lower with the Red Tag Clearance event. Plus, with their no credit need of financing, you could take the furniture home with you with as little as $50 down. They don't even check your credit. Doesn't matter if it's good or bad. They don't care. They just want to make sure that you get the furniture you want in your house. Four convenient locations in town: Central Avenue, Toledo; Reynolds Road in Maumee; Woodville Road in Northwood; and Navarre Avenue in Oregon. Or online at FurniturePalaceToledo.com. Coming up in 30 seconds, Steve Sleaze on the 50s, brought to you in part by Harold Jaffe Jewelers.
Give a gift that's special, something one of a kind. Harold Jaffe Jewelers, fine jewelry by design. When words can't show the love you feel inside, ooh, one of a kind. Harold Jaffe Jewelers.
Harold Jaffe Jewelers, celebrating life and love since 1946 on Talmadge across from the Franklin Park Mall.
To play, just grab a handful of mud and sling it.
It's Steve Sleaze on Andrewsy and Dimitri's in the Morning. Party 1033.
All right, time for Steve's Sleaze on the 50s. Hey, Steve.
Hey, and don't waste time, guys, because Father's Day and graduation is coming up, so Jaffe's has amazing gifts for the guys. A lot of times people think jewelry store. You don't think about jewelry for guys. Guys like a little jewelry, too.
Well, and they have a bunch of unique items that aren't even jewelry, too, that
correct.
Billfolds and things like that. I mean, they have really cool, unique stuff that you can't get anywhere else in town. So if you care about your man, this is the place to go to get something unique to show how special he is, Renee, and not just some fly-by-night package you pick up.
Yeah, honey. Don't get him a tie.
Get him a nice wallet so you can see him pull it out every day and empty it and hand it to you.
I have it easy. He says every holiday, don't get him nothing.
I know, but he doesn't mean that. He wants something.
No, he wants something. Honey. he don't get it, too.
He doesn't want anything that costs money.
He wants a little of that good, but you give it away for free.
Oh, please.
It ain't free.
You know what?
It is not. This is probably the most expensive piece of ass I have ever seen. He's got to fly it around. It needs a garden.
It's got an allowance.
Yeah,
a vacation allowance.
Yeah. Then it gets mad when it wants something.
Yeah, dude, that's definitely not free.
Yeah,
man,
this booty needs a pool.
My booty does need a pool, though, to be fair. I require a pool during the summer.
Oh, it's nice, though. Oh, my God. Yesterday, I went ahead and got all my thank you notes. Finally finished it. That's a daunting task, but I got them all done. I went to the post office, like, who uses a stamp? Do any of you guys? 63 yes. cents yes. for a stamp. About died.
So yeah. Let me ask you this. This was an issue just recently with my family. Actually, at my grandkids, my twins just turned one, and we had a lot of people over, and there was gifts. Is thank you card still a thing? Does she still have to write 60, presents, 60 cards? Yes.
No. That is a great question, actually. Yes. Steve says yes. That is a great question, Kelly. I would love to throw it out. 419-345-3375. Do we still have to send thank you cards when we get gifts, basically, whatever the event is where you get gifts? Steve says absolutely 100%.
Absolutely. The school of etiquette dictates yes. Some so form I told of her yes,
but she was not happy with it.
No.
I say if you have thank you gifts at the party that are literally saying thank you for coming, then you don't have to write one.
Oh, that's true. That's gift bags. Oh, yeah. I'll take a gift bag any day.
She kind of had thank you gifts.
Oh, so maybe she didn't need it.
Pictures of the kids to give out.
She gave pictures of the kids.
Of her kids? That's not a thank you gift. That's a no thank you gift.
Have you not seen my grandkids? They are. It's a thank you gift.
Hold on, Demetrius. I think I'm going to start doing thank you cards for any party I have. I'm going to hand you a picture of me. And I'm going to autograph it. Your thank you gift is a picture of me.
You hand me a picture of you hand me a picture of your kids as a thank you gift. Guess what? I'm taking my gift back.
Oh my God.
I'm like, who the hell?
Everybody
really?
Was so into it. Everybody was.
Of course they were.
They were so cute.
They had to.
They were, I'm sure.
They were until they got to the car and they're like, can you believe?
Can you believe this? What are we going to?
And then there's me that doesn't have any pictures or knickknacks or anything in my house. And I'm like, what do I do with this?
My kids, I gotta move a frame with my kids in it.
Because you give me
a picture of your kids, they're prettier than mine.
These are all people, they're family.
Dude,
she does not go on Facebook. So a lot of people do not see her. I mean,
whatever your kids come home, hey mom, what are these two kids in this picture frame?
These are the ones that are coming to replace you. I got them on Amazon. It told me on the app I can expect them in 3 days. But they did send forwarding photos, so it looks comfortable when they get here.
I just had a flashback. Growing up, our fridge was covered in pictures, covered in magnets, covered in everything. I just remembered, very clearly, there was, this little frame, and it was a magnet, and it was a little heart, it was gold, and it had this beautiful lady inside. And, one day, I was, I don't know, 12 or something, I was like, who is your beautiful friend on the fridge? Oh, my, who is this lady? Why does she visit? She's like, oh, that came with the frame. For 10 years, I thought we had a super fancy, beautiful friend who never visited.
Oh my God, I love that.
Dude, there's so many random family members around this house that Colleen just hasn't pulled the picture that comes with the frame out.
Evidently, you guys are related to six Asian people.
I know.
In this one frame. I don't know. I have yet to see them.
I know.
I'm very upset. They look very classy.
I just got a text message in at 419-345-3375. Are thank you cards still a thing? Wait a minute. You want me to feed you, give you drinks, give you snacks, and you want me to send a thank you card? Hell no.
Right?
So I think that's one of the things that obviously is changing as a society, because that used to be back in the day.
Yeah, I know.
You don't talk to people all the time. You don't see people or pictures of people all the time.
Right.
So you physically mail someone an invitation. You physically mail them a thank you card. But now we are so interconnected. I don't know that tradition is necessary.
Okay. I
remember when I got married. and my mom was like, nobody's received their thank you notes yet. And I'm like, nope.
You were like, I'm still working on math homework.
True. How old were you when you got married, girl?
Oh, are we going to take this to the radio?
I don't think I know this story. How old were you?
What did I hear? What did I miss?
She asked how old. Well, Demetrius said I was still doing math homework. And
during her thank you cards
Sugar
for the wedding.
Know,
so how old? Just say it.
Here it is, radio.
Say it.
I was 16 when I got married.
Oh, my goodness.
My parents made us get married because I Shotgun got wedding. Pregnant.
Yep.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
And it worked out.
Right.
Success story. See, this is why I wish I could get accidentally pregnant.
Oh, my God. and just so you know, when I did get pregnant, he was stocking shelves at Kroger.
Okay,
so
see, there you go.
So that's where when I
You
said,
hooked him early, so he can't get away now.
I had no idea he was going to be where he's at today.
Right. Oh, but, see? So that's an example. You guys grew together from the love. Now he has a business, blah, blah, blah. You supported him the whole time. Props. Wow. Come
right.
on, good time,
So that's
gal.
Where Justin, yeah. Justin's always like, well, I'm the glue to this family. I'm like 100%.
You were 16. You were doing your math homework.
I know.
I wonder, is that like probably the legal, like lowest you can go probably?
So I was like, I was captain of the cheerleaders and still cheering, doing cheerleading competitions, pregnant.
Yes, good for you.
Where did your family keep the goat that he brought them?
The dowry. It's a dowry joke.
What do you mean? I don't get it.
It's a dowry because back in biblical times, you had to like bribe like the family of the
groom.
My mom
and dad had to go talk to the priest and say,
she's like, John didn't have to bribe them. They had to bribe John.
right. No, it was just a awkward, like, it was just like, they said that they wanted us to get married, so we just said okay.
All right, sure, like, guys.
And it's then, like your thank you notes aren't done. You're like, Mom, you told me I'm not allowed to stay up past 10. I don't.
Literally.
At what point do you think I'm going to squeeze this in between this book report I got to get done, or is it the home ec problem I got?
Right. So was there a scandal?
One at a time. Go ahead.
Like, was it a scandal when you were in school? Because like I remember when I was in high school, like there was a total of two girls that we knew of that had gotten pregnant,
so
but it was a scandal.
Back to mine, like I was on student council.
Oh,
I was
my goodness.
Captain of the cheerleaders.
Yes,
I was
queen.
Involved in every club you can imagine. Mm-hmm.
Good time, Gail.
Of course, all the teachers, I was the youngest of seven.
Oh, gosh.
So
yeah.
I'm the only one that messed up.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Y'all had all that goodwill from the teachers, though.
But the teachers
built
were
up.
Just so supportive. Even like the activities principal, he mm-hmm. was just like, hey, are you running for homecoming queen? And I was like, no, look, I'm going to, like, I still get choked up because I was like, no, I'm no role model. Like, this is totally not. So then we.
You need to have your own homecoming court. It'd be you, the baby. It'd be like a royal family at homecoming.
You could make a flow.
I'm choked up.
Okay, so wait, what'd you say to homecoming?
What's that, Steve?
I said, I'm still choked up. She has an activity principal. I'm like, what the hell is that?
I know, right?
No.
So did you run for it?
No. Aww. I was like, I totally, accepted I wasn't the role model. I wasn't promoting teenage pregnancy.
Aw, sweetie.
And then, so we got, that was my junior year when all that was going down. And then my July 3rd, we got married. I wasn't supposed to have Justin till September, but had him a month early in August. And 2 weeks later, I was back in school to finish my senior year.
There you go.
Married.
Wow. With a baby.
With a baby.
That's crazy.
You're a senior in high school. Your teachers are like yelling at you. Man. You're married. You got a kid.
Oh, my gosh.
My teacher wasn't yelling at me.
Well, no, I'm just saying. And like, and she's like, you know, you're just being super irresponsible. You had all week to get this homework done, and you're like, the baby's been up.
No.
My husband just asked me yesterday.
It's so cool. Everyone in your high school is like cool
like,
with it, though.
I remember being late to school, and you have to go check in. Mm-hmm. So I'd say, please excuse Renee Sudo for being late, blah, blah, blah. Sincerely, Mrs. Renee Staler.
She was right.
She was right,
you know, when you're married, I think that's a thing you can do. Yeah. Like, you can write your own note when you're a missus.
I in school, I wrote my own. Well, my mom died when I was 17, but I was writing my own notes. I'm like, I'm not going to class Friday. Here's my note.
Oh, yeah. So then prom, obviously, I didn't have no curfew.
What's the worst that can happen?
Back in the day, nobody had a curfew.
Yeah. My junior prom, I didn't go because I couldn't afford a prom dress. I was buying a wedding dress.
You guys are literally like on prom. You're like date night. Click. I love it. Man, it's just good to be out of the house away from the baby, right? It's just so nice just to finally be out. Look at what the kids are doing.
Old ass couple.
Yes.
You went to school on the east side, didn't you? It was not a rarity. It was not a big deal at all, was it?
It was a huge deal.
Back then it was.
Every one of my siblings got like perfect attendance awards and... I mean, to have 7 kids go through with perfect attendance, and then there's me that just totally messed it all up.
You want to break it down. Your parents did a good job. They had 7 and only one.
Yeah.
Only out of 7, only one was you.
I'm number 7. They saved the best for last, and then I messed up.
Oh man!
No, Renee, you were just playing the long game. You are super successful now, babe. You got a team, girl. Yes, you were playing the long game.
I am thankful I got it right the first time.
Yes.
All right. Wow.
That's crazy. I love that. Puts you in a new light. I love it. Now I see a little bit like why you don't give any F's. You're like, I don't care. Like, what's your opinion of me going to do nothing?
Right.
I love that. I love it.
All right.
Puts it in context.
Steve, man.
Oh, wow. All this from a stamp question.
Oh, yeah. Can I get my stamp thoughts real quick?
No. Nobody cares about those.
I do have stamp thoughts.
Do you really?
But yes, because... Because here's the thing.
What's your stamp
In 250 years of postals, we've gone from 1 cent to 60 cents. That is not
bad.
That's not a big deal. That's the lowest inflation ever, I think.
Somebody who doesn't mail a lot of letters.
Well, look, I know, but still.
That's a lot of money.
60 cents, it's gone.
63 cents.
Yeah, 63.
Go ahead,
You guys should have jumped in on the game early on the forever stamp. Don't be mad that you didn't see this coming.
You didn't lock in.
Like, all I heard about was how stamps were going up. People were getting pissed. So you know what I did? Hmm. I jumped in on the forever stamp at 50 cents. And now I'm selling forever stamps for 75 cents. Anybody want to come and get me? Hit me up. It is DemetriusForeverStamp.com. Understand this, that we will get you a forever stamp regardless of the price.
Now, that is not the kind of stamps I usually buy in the hood.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay, baby. Them food stamps. Okay. Yeah,
$50 on a dollar. All right. What's going on in Sleaze, Steve? Holy crap.
Is there anything going on in Sleaze after all of that?
No, we got Sleaze today.
Man.
What's the friggin' point?
I had to dig into that. I had follow-up questions on that statement.
Oh, man.
Ooh, enlightenment,
that's
honey.
30 years of plenty more stories, let me tell you.
Here's the thing. Is Renee looks at this show not as entertainment, but as therapy for herself. I mean, Jesus.
Actually, John looks at it as therapy for her. He's like, man, you know what? This is just another copay I don't got to cover.
Yeah.
He's like, you need to go in. This is the only appointment you make.
I'm forced to listen to her stories. I'm married to her. I'm going to make them listen. Yeah.
He was like,
you're
going
to change it from Steve Sleaze to Steve's couch. I mean, good.
Right, man? All right.
Love that.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
Toodles.
Toodles.
That's Steve Sleaze on the 50s. Brought to you part by Med One Care.
Need a little more help in the home? You need therapy, but you don't want to go to a nursing home. Med One Care has all the answers and more. Med One Care offers home health, medical staffing, and outpatient therapy and rehab. Med One Care is the only 5-star rated home health agency in the area. Need a great job? Med One Care is hiring. Competitive wages, flexible scheduling, and no mandates. Med One Care is also the Toledo Blade's top workplace to be 3 years in a row. So it's easy to see. Med One Care is the place to be. So give them a call, 419-866-0555, and tell them Steve sent you.